Do you prescribe antidepressants at the first visit? Hello and welcome to this week's Urgent Bite, brought to you by the Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care. My name is Guy Melrose and today I'm asking the question, do you prescribe antidepressants on a first visit to an urgent care clinic? So urgent care is an open access service that allows patients to walk in and see a doctor when they feel they have an urgent medical concern that cannot wait to see their usual general practitioner. With the exception of wound and fracture follow-ups, it is not usual for urgent care clinics to offer routine follow-ups, and here in New Zealand, urgent care is considered a non-appointment service. In addition to the urgency of their condition, patients might also use urgent care services because of convenience, more favourable opening hours and weekend access, and the perceived unavailability of their own GP. So for a mix of the aforementioned reasons, it is not uncommon to see patients presenting to an urgent care clinic with mental health concerns. This consultation will likely be the first and only time that you, as a clinician, interact with this patient, as you will be either referring them on to the mental health services or returning them back to the care of their usual GP. These can be lengthy and complicated consultations, and we need to ensure we have adequately assessed the patient to discern the severity of their mental health condition and formulate an appropriate management and treatment plan. One of the treatment options is, of course, medication. So my question to the urgent care community today is, do you prescribe antidepressants in urgent care? It is tempting to feel that by prescribing medication to a depressed patient, that we are doing something to help the patient on their urgent care visit. We might feel that the patient has an expectation of medication being prescribed, and we might feel that by starting medication, we have mitigated the risk of the patient deteriorating. But is it good practice to start an antidepressant at a first visit in urgent care? Bruce Arrell is a Professor of Primary Care at Auckland University, Director of the Goodfellow Unit, and a practicing GP. Here is a story from his time working in rural practice in Canada in the 1980s.
So, antidepressants at the first visit, one of the things I'm keen on is actually not giving antidepressants at a first visit, because, and particularly in urgent care, you'll be seeing people on the worst day of their lives. And if you drop a big diagnosis on them and a big drug on them, that may not be in their best interest. But when I was working back in Canada, I saw this patient late in the afternoon. She was a Native American woman, and she was depressed. And I asked her if she was suicidal, and she wasn't. And in those days, we only had amitriptyline. The SSRIs weren't available. And so I prescribed her some amitriptyline and arranged to see her, you know, a few weeks later. And the next morning, I got called to the local emergency department, and she'd swallowed my pills. And back in those days, we used to put tubes down and wash them out rather than use the activated charcoal today. And so that was pretty sobering, having, in some ways, a privilege to actually be able to remove my pills from her stomach, because most of us don't get that situation. Somebody else, like, you're likely to see somebody who swallowed my pills, for example. So this was, anyway, I asked her afterwards. I said, well, you know, I checked if you were suicidal. She says, yes, I wasn't. But I went home, my husband beat me up last night. I decided life wasn't worth living. So I always tell this story because people worry about people committing suicide if they don't give antidepressants. Well, there's the flip side of that. They may actually use your pills to actually kill themselves. So just remember, you're potentially giving a loaded gun to somebody. So that was a fairly chastening experience to me. And, of course, you never know what happens to somebody after you see them. You know, they may be fine, they may be terrible. And you don't know what that trajectory is going to be.
Attached in the show notes is a link to an article Bruce co-wrote that was published in the British Journal of General Practice in 2017. It looks at 9 key points to consider in the first consultation for depression, and it's worth reading. Point 8 deals with the prescribing at the first visit. It talks about how the benefit of antidepressants and the mild to moderate depressives is more likely to be from a placebo effect, and that it is only in the severe depressives that the effect improves on placebo. It references the advice of the National Institute of Health and Care Excellence, which advises avoiding drug treatment unless there is a past history of moderate or severe depression that persisted after other interventions had been tried, or if sub-threshold symptoms have been present for more than 2 years. So these consultations are undoubtedly complex and potentially quite lengthy, but the temptation to do something by prescribing a medication might not be in the patient's best interests. Have a read of Bruce's article and also the open access literature review on management of depression in primary care that he also had published in the British Journal of General Practice in 2017, and that's also linked in the show notes. This provides a thorough overview of the literature and also addresses the issue of prescribing at a first visit. Please let us know your thoughts on this tricky topic. How do you deal with prescribing antidepressants in urgent care? Have any of you had any cases like Bruce's where things did not go to plan? Let us know via podcast at rnzcuc.org.nz, and we will discuss this on a later podcast. You can also head over to our Facebook page and leave a comment there. Hearing the thoughts and views of the urgent care community at large can help foster useful debate and peer discussion. So do please let us know your thoughts, feedback, ideas, corrections, and stories. My thanks to Professor Arrol for sharing his story. For those of you not familiar with the Goodfellow Unit, make sure you go to goodfellowunit.org for lots of online primary care relevant learning material. Now we'll be back again next week with another podcast. I look forward to seeing you then. But for now, thanks for listening.